This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, we're launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you can join us here toll free, 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to dial us up there if you like. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Will.
We were talking about everything from cannabis decriminalization, gateway drugs, to the crypto girls, the new Japanese. I don't know if they're are they singing? It's really not clear. There's no video of these girls. I mean, presumably they're singing songs. I presume they're singing songs about cryptocurrency, given that they. All of the eight members represent a different cryptocurrency. They've got luchador masks on, which is weird.
I love it.
You know, they've got like little skirts and luchador masks on. So they look like, you know, your typical Japanese idol.
You're protecting their identity, you know, the people
because
who they
secret.
Really are, that whole secret thing.
But some of them are admitting who they are. Like, they actually have the names of the girls. Actually, there's only two of them.
Those are handles.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, those are totally handles.
Stage names,
yeah.
You could be right about that. So they formed this group, the Japanese idol company Cinderella Academy created the group called Virtual Currency Girls. They picked the girls from an established group, apparently, but they're not saying in this Bitcoin.com article what the name of that group is, but yet they do name the girls. They go down the list. They range from ages 15 up to 22, and there are two girls in the group who did not disclose their ages. They then go on to talk about the Japanese K-pop and J-pop phenomenon that started in the 1970s, apparently, and how huge of a, really, I mean, this has become a global thing. I mean, initially it was just in those countries.
Well, there was a band that came out of that movement back in the 90s and the early 2000s that was popular in the U.S. They make songs about food.
Who?
I can't even remember their name, but they literally, like, they were a band, like, they made songs about cotton candy and pizza and cheeseburgers. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, the lyrics were about eating food.
The lyrics of these songs are the most, you know, basic, simplistic, poppy lyrics. Like, there's no meaning whatsoever in, at least the songs that I've seen. I mean, I'm not a humongous K-pop fan, but I did have a phase where I was listening to some of it pretty often. And I always enjoy not knowing what the lyrics are of these songs because you can appreciate them musically better if you don't know that they're saying some vapid, stupid crap in the lyrics that just not, you don't want to hear it. You don't want to know what the translations generally are of these things. But, you know, there's talent, man. There's a lot of talent in these groups. Of course, many of them don't write their own songs. They're just, like, completely produced from top to bottom. They're sort of these interchangeable, disposable characters that they plug into these groups and have them sing and dance.
Well, the originals back in the day, and the band, the name of that band is Shonen Knife, that does songs about
the food.
They've been around for almost 30 years.
Wow, they're still going?
And they're still going.
That's amazing.
You know, and the originators, like, that was original back then. It was super original and super trendy, and well, not trendy, but, like, edgy, and it was considered punk back then.
I think I have seen some of that, now that you mention the name of it, because that does sound very familiar.
And now, you know, just like every other thing, you know, like hip-hop became super corporate.
Yep.
Rock and roll became, you know, Van Hagar.
Right.
You know, so, like, that's what
same thing
that's
here.
That's what happens. Every beautiful thing that's, like, about individualism and about, you know, individual expression, central planners decide
take
they can
over.
Make a buck off of it and take it over and turn it into crap.
And, I mean, certainly a lot of people are going to say that the J-pop, K-pop stuff is crap. I've enjoyed some of the product that I've seen that's come out within the last decade. I didn't get into it until within the last maybe five years. I mean, there's really a lot of talent. These girls can sing and dance like you wouldn't believe. I mean, they put a lot of time and a lot of effort, a lot of practice into the choreography of, you know, these dance moves that they have. And then the quality of the video production. that they have is outstanding.
Oh, the Japanese are always on it when it comes to animation, video production.
Well, South Korea as well is huge.
Yeah, same thing.
Well.
They're always on top of it.
I mean, the budgets, I don't know what the budgets are, but they look amazing.
Even with small budgets.
Right.
You know, like crowdfunded budgets. I've seen animation and video production come out of Japan and South Korea and Malaysia and that area that will blow your mind.
Yeah.
And all of it crowdsourced.
And now it's, well, a lot of it's not because a lot of it are these big companies.
Well, no, I mean, just, the ones that I'm talking about specifically.
That you really
like. There's three or four projects that are out there that were crowdsourced that are finished. I mean, there's dozens of anime projects that they're trying to crowdsource, but there's three.
So you're
or
talking
four
about
that,
anime. You're not talking about J-pop
video,
or K-pop.
Just video production and animation, and just that whole, it's all pop culture in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
All of it from what they call slice of life anime, which is just about like being a kid in high school and like what we like our normal sitcoms here, but animated. You know, and all of that, J-pop, all of it, it's all the same thing now. It's all kind of tied in together with Japanese pop culture and, like, the Japanese pop culture that's kind of packaged and then given to the rest of the world that, like, people who are in the anime community are all into J-pop. You know, like, they listen to the songs.
Yeah.
The J-pop people put the songs together for the anime.
It's as popular there as,
it's all interlinked
as
there.
Pop music is here, right? Like, here in the U.S.
It's the same. Like, here we had, you know, I'll be there for you. And that
the
became
same
a huge,
poppy crap, yeah.
It became a huge pop hit.
Yeah.
Same thing there.
Same thing. That's why I say the lyrics are vapid as hell if you actually look at the translation. Which is why I just like to listen to the music, because it's nice when you can't understand the lyrics, and you can really kind of, it doesn't distract you from the...
Right. How stupid it is doesn't distract you from the fact that, wow, that's kind of catchy and airwormy, and like I'm never going to get it out of my head.
There's the J-pop girls, Baby Metal, that are, they teamed up a J-pop band, like, you know, teenage girls, with a heavy metal band that just shreds it, and it's an amazing, like... meeting of two completely different worlds, right? Like, heavy metal artists in the United States would never have, you know, teenage girls in miniskirts up on stage dancing. That just wouldn't, it wouldn't happen, but it did happen in Japan.
Kitty was pretty close.
And they made it work. I'm not familiar with that one.
Kitty was a heavy metal band I was into in the early 2000s, mm-hmm. and it was all girl hard rock, and I mean, they were really attractive girls.
That's cool.
Though. Like, really, really attractive.
Well, these girls aren't playing instruments. The girls in this group,
they're just
the J-pop, you know, dancers or whatever, and singers. But then the band is backing them, and they kill it, man.
Japanese, I mean, solid gold dancers.
It's amazing metal. I mean, the talent of the band and the metal band is just. But they're all anonymous. The guys in the band have masks on, so you don't know who they are.
Luchadors too.
There's right. Okay, so that's a good example. So, anyway, J-pop, K-pop, just a fascinating thing. You, of course, can comment here. Our toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. But, again, there's no video of these girls yet, so I'm curious to see. I presume the lyrics are going to be about cryptocurrency, but we don't know because we haven't seen it yet. And also, are they going to change out the girls when, like, you know, because they've got eight girls here, and they all represent a different cryptocurrency, and they're all big cryptos, except for Monacoin, which is, like, at number 90-something.
Well, Monacoin is big
but that's
in
Japanese.
Japan.
Yeah, it's a Japanese one. But a lot of the rest of them are top 10 cryptos. So are they going to change out the coins? Like, if all of a sudden Cardano drops off the charts, because Cardano kind of came out of nowhere, it shot up to number 5 on the world crypto charts. And then, you know, if all of a sudden Cardano goes down to number 20 or 25 or something like that, are they going to keep the girl who's Cardano in the group? Or are they going to change her out to, you know, Litecoin or something like that? Are they going to change the physical girl with a different girl? I'm just curious to know how they're going to handle the grouping of who's representing what over time as these things tend to change in the cryptocurrency world.
Well, hold on. That doesn't look right. That's not Mona.
What are you talking about?
That's not Mona.
What are you looking at, the logo?
Well, no. I'm looking at the logo. Does it say that...
I see the Monacoin girl. They got the Monacoin logo on her.
I see Monero.
A purple mask.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's... Oh, with the little white kitty cat. I could barely make it out.
It was hard to see. Yeah, it's hard to see.
Yeah,
picture.
But that's Monero in orange with the bull.
Oh, that's Monero, the
bull?
That's
Monero, yeah.
Okay. I've never seen that before.
Yeah,
I didn't know that Monero had a bull.
Yeah.
Bull logo.
That's one of their logos.
I thought it was an M.
It is.
Okay.
But it's also a bull.
855 450 free like freedom. You bring up what you want here. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Welcome to the show. You can bring up what you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. Coming up in just over a month from now, Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting from Acapulco, Mexico, at the 4th annual Anarchapulco. It's going to be my second. I had the privilege of going this last year, 2017, and it was really a great event. They had all kinds of great speakers. This year, they're upping the speaker level to the maximum, because you really can't top Ron Paul, and they got Ron Paul in 2018. By the way, Ron Paul, the same Ron Paul who ran for president in 1988, 2008, and again in 2012. That Ron Paul, the very same one who signed the Shire Society Declaration this toward the end of 2017, that's the guy who's going to be speaking as the keynote address at Anarchapulco February 15th through the 18th. That's when it's happening. We'll be there. G. Edward Griffin's going to be speaking. Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Ver, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinat, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, Kerry Wedler, Vit Yedlaika, and Sterling Lujan. Man, that's a great speakers list, and it also reads as like a guest list on Free Talk Live, because we've talked to all those people, almost all of them, over the years.
While you're in Mexico, enjoy, between like all the fun and the speakers and the Bitcoin and the too much ayahuasca with the jaguar and the boa constrictor or whatever the thing that they're doing, could you talk to Julia Taransky and tell her she's in touch with me so I can get her on the radio? Show?
Yeah,
I need her on my show. She's an amazing, member of the crypto community and like what she does up there in Canada and like the work she's
doing. I didn't know she was in Canada.
Yeah, and she's been pushing cryptocurrencies in Russia for years.
Oh, that's cool.
And the whole
we need more female cryptocurrency advocates, which is why I'm glad to see the cryptocurrency girls.
Oh, you'll see me wearing some of the T-shirts that promote the stuff that she does. I always buy her stuff.
But you're not pretty.
I'm definitely not as pretty as
you. You got
Julia.
A great beard, though.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. Also at the event, music. Live tunes from Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hustle, and more. You don't want to miss it. February 15th through the 18th. It's actually surprisingly affordable to go to this thing because the hotels, even though it's like on the beach, really, really nice, it's not as expensive as you might think. So go to anarchapulco.com and you can get signed up there using code FTL. Your travel costs would be the highest expense, would be my guess. Code FTL to get 10% off the tickets for Anarchapulco at anarchapulco.com. As we continue here, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. And by the way, thanks to all of our new viewers and chatters over on Twitch. This is our second night on Free Talk Live. Also, your show, Will, The Call to Freedom, is also now on Twitch, courtesy of the LRN.FM Twitch channel, which is brand new. And we're already up to 29 followers on Twitch. Which is cool, because I've used Twitch as a viewer over the last few months, and they will actually send you a notice if you've got their app installed on your phone.
Yeah.
They're going to send you a notice that pops up, Call to Freedom is live. Free Talk Live is live.
Awesome.
Yeah, so like whenever you, right before your show, you hit submit on your show details, that's when they shoot out that notice. When you go live is letting people know, which is cool, because YouTube never did that.
Yeah.
And so that may be why we're seeing twice the numbers tonight. Last night, it was a little more. We had more viewers on Twitch the first night. Tonight, when I checked it earlier, we had twice as many people watching on Twitch, and that's just night number two.
Yeah.
So again, welcome aboard to everybody out there, and thank you for the follows. We really appreciate it. Thank you for paying attention in the chat room as well. So our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. We were also talking earlier about Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan, who previously had attacked Bitcoin. He's now said he regrets making those comments and wasn't real clear as to why he regrets it. I think you guys were speculating earlier that his daughter was into Bitcoin.
No speculation. No. Mike was saying that when he first made his original comments about Bitcoin and how cryptocurrency was basically a scam, it was because his daughter had bought a bunch of cryptocurrencies, and he felt that she had been taken advantage of.
Right. No, I knew that was true. But
now she still has her cryptos, and she has she's done very, very well for herself, and he has a great big chunk of humble pie to eat.
But the speculation, what I was saying was, is that what is the reason why he regrets
it? Yeah, the speculation we're wondering is like, I wonder how much the daughter is like, so old man, big mouth,
dad,
thought that you knew everything, huh?
So maybe that's it. I think that's a fair speculation, but he's not saying. He's not saying why that was. But I wanted to get into his quote here from 2015. Now, this is before we had heard of the Jamie Dimon guy, because he was making the splash in the headlines about Bitcoin at the end of the summer in 2017. But in 2015, when responding to a question about the potential for a decentralized shadow economy of cryptocurrencies, Dimon said this, quote, "It's just not going to happen. You're wasting your time. This is my personal opinion. There will be no real non-controlled currency in the world. There's no government that's going to put up with it for long." And that's what I wanted to focus on here was cryptocurrency don't care about the government.
For real, yo. Honey Badger don't see your government, baby.
They aren't interested in your government.
Honey Badger doesn't see your government.
Now, there's no doubt that the government's going to try to do whatever they can. They're going to try to get in the way.
Oh,
they're going to try to regulate.
Do.
They're going to try to control. But the brilliance of cryptocurrency as brought to us by originally Satoshi Nakamoto, the anonymous creator of Bitcoin back in 2009, which, by the way, just celebrated its ninth birthday on the 3rd of this month. The brilliance of it is nobody is asking permission. Nobody went to the government to say, can we make us ourselves our own currency? No, nobody asked anybody's permission. They just did it. They created this code. They released it to the world. And the world took it to the most valuable thing, as far as currency is concerned, on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
At $15,000 per crypto, I guess per Bitcoin. It was down around 14 something earlier today. But it's tremendously successful, and nobody in banking had one word to say about it. And that's why they're mad. That's why people like Jamie Dimon are on the attack, because they see that this uncontrolled thing is a threat to their centrally controlled world.
14-4.
Yeah. They're the ones who are in control of money. They are the ones who have been historically in control of money. Them and their government buddies, they team up to debase the money that they create. They walk away, you know, laughing all the way to their banks, while the rest of us get screwed by inflation. While the rest of us have to suffer as the governments print out more and more of this money. Just look at Venezuela if you need a current example of that. But Venezuela is just an exaggeration of what is the standard around the world. The standard is the government and the banks screw people by printing money. And when this other money, this more solid money that actually goes up in value over time has come out, well, no wonder they're mad. And so he's just touting the government line here, saying, well, there's no government that's going to put up with it for long. Well, that was 3 years ago that he said that statement. And now we got more cryptocurrencies than ever before. And there's now more value in the total amount of cryptocurrencies than ever before. So, I mean, he's wrong on all fronts. But, of course, the governments are going to try. And, in fact, we've got a story about the EU that is apparently going to be trying to crack down on cryptocurrencies. The Chinese government is demanding the miners exit the mining business right now. So, you know, the governments...
Oh, governments all over the world are cracking down. India, Egypt, you name it.
Is that going to hurt crypto? Let's talk more about it. Coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. month. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Join us here and dial toll-free at 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well at Skype username lrn.fm in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Will.
Will, you are the host of The Call to Freedom. It is a weekday show now. It's graduated from Sunday nights to weekdays.
Yeah.
Afternoon drive, as they call it in the business, 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern time on lrn.fm. And I'm so excited, not just because you guys have gone weekdays, because that's an awesome level of commitment, and you don't see it from most libertarian talk shows, because most of them, they got a day job, and they just, you know, they can't.
Yeah.
As much as they might love to do radio. And it's great, because now we've got 11 hours a day of live talk radio content on LRN.FM. You got Ernest Hancock would Declare Your Independence from 9 to noon in the mornings, Eastern time. You got you guys from 4 to 7 Eastern in the afternoons, Free Talk Live 7 to 10. And then in the middle of the night from 1 to 3 a.m., there's the Freedom Fiends as well. So we're loaded up with live content. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. But I know that some of our listeners have been asking for a long time, what's with Will? How come he doesn't have a podcast? We can't listen later. We can't, you know, if you're working, you know, you work second shift or something like that, you may not be able to listen at work. A lot of people have been wanting to listen to Call to Freedom in podcast form. That's coming soon, right?
Yeah.
Like this week kind of soon? When's that going
to
happen?
They should start being uploaded tomorrow kind of soon. Daryl is working on it, finishing everything up right now. First it'll just be like the podcast on the podcast websites. But then here coming shortly, it's probably about a week after that, you'll be able to actually listen to the podcast, to each. Like basically when you go to the website for the Call to Freedom, calltofreedomlive.com.
Calltofreedomlive.com.
You'll be able to hear yesterday's episode playing
today, unless we're on the air, and then you'll hear our LRN player, and you'll be able to hear us live.
And you can subscribe live to an RSS feed in your favorite podcast.
That is correct.
So you'll be able to
subscribe to the RSS feed from our website. So you'll be able to go to the website now, so you'll be able to get in on it. But the problem, see, here's the problem with podcasting, though. If you listen to the podcast, you can't win free money.
That is a problem.
You know what I'm saying? If you're not listening live, you can't hear the faucets, you can't hear the Galactic Systems airdrops. I mean, we've given away, yesterday we gave away $32.
I feel bad for the people listening in the refeed in Africa or whatever, because on LRN, we play every live show again, usually. So your show runs from 3 to 6 in the morning Eastern time as what we call a refeed or an encore presentation.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, you add 5 or 6 hours and you're in Africa as far as what time it is, which we're on satellite there.
Yeah.
So 3 in the morning, add 6 hours to that. You're doing Ernie's shift, basically, 9 a.m. to noon, essentially, in some parts of Western Africa. And I just feel bad if anybody's over there like, I want some of the, you know, Vertcoin, but it sounds like if they don't know it's a refeed, then it sounds like you're live asking for call-ins. I wonder if, you know, I'll be sitting in here up late one night at like 3 in the morning, see somebody call in when they hear the faucet sound effect to get the free cryptocurrency.
Right, and we give away a random amount every the Galactic
twice
Systems,
a show.
Twice,
right?
Well, the Galactic Systems airdrops are $10. You get $10 of some currency that's supported by the Koinomi wallet.
It's one of the little guys.
Anything under $10. So maybe Monacoin.
Which could be a huge blow up for somebody, by the way. You sit on that because you can't really do anything with it besides sit on it or trade it.
We've got Putin coins. We've got red coins. We've got insane coins. I went and bought $900 worth of cryptocurrencies, and most of them are worth more than what they were when I bought them. Yeah. Some of them 6 times the value of what they were, and I bought them at $10 worth, and now I have $60 worth.
If it takes you long enough to give this stuff away, you may never have to buy more of it.
For
you might
real,
just be able to just keep giving off
real.
The best that are
like, you know what, Galactic Systems, you guys don't have to pay for your next contract. Right. I still have $900 worth of coin to give away. You could give me $900 if you'd like, but I don't need to buy any more coin. But we give away a random amount of Vertcoin on the faucet. The faucet comes on. It could be $5. It could be $110.
How do you decide?
Vertcoin. It's a random number.
Who picks
it out of a hat?
Who's picking the number? You? Okay. So
it really kind of just depends on how much my miners and my traders at the Vertcoin Discord server.
Yeah, they're funding
decide.
It.
That's right. The miners and the traders there want you to have Vertcoin so badly that they're willing to give it to me to give it away.
That's awesome. I love
that. So,
Hey, check it out. It's calltofreedomlive.com, the new website?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Calltofreedomlive.com.
That's the new site. Of course, it's on every day, weekdays, from 4 to 7 in the afternoon, lrn.fm. Don't miss it.
Listen to us on the TuneIn app.
That's right. That's probably the
easiest way. lrn.fm on your ride home in the car.
There is an LRN app. It's the official app, but I like TuneIn better. Got to admit. We didn't pay for the official app, so you know, you kind of get what you get. Yeah, what you pay
right.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450 free like freedom. David is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yeah, since it relates, TuneIn app causes some interference with Skype sometimes. I won't go into it.
Huh, okay.
But since you mentioned it, you can ask me sometime if you want to email or whatever. And also, that's what screwed up last night's call, is there are other apps that also interfere with Skype, and if I don't manage them perfectly, then you can't hear me.
That's
so anyway,
unfortunate.
But what I was calling last night
Problems.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead.
What I was calling about last night, I'll simply say right now. I called last night because I was celebrating 11 straight birthdays and years in between of not seeing my youngest child, Paisley Olson, because she was illegally trafficked by the state of New Mexico, and I did prove that with unanimous 3-judge panel at the New Mexico Court of Appeals that she was illegally trafficked by a lower court judge. So I can say that because I have
How come they didn't give you your kid back if you proved it in front of a court?
Good question, and I was going to bring that up. Since you bring it up now, well, I'll hit that topic because it was on the list. Here, what the Court of Appeals said is the illegal adoption that Judge M. Monica Zamora signed her name to is vacated, and we reverse it, and we remand it back to the Children's Court for appropriate action. That's paraphrasing, but they said to remand it back to the Children's Court for appropriate action.
Just to clarify, was that them remanding it back to the very same judge that they vacated?
No, because this process takes years.
Got it.
And ironically, Judge M. Monica Zamora of the Zamora legal dynasty in the state of New Mexico, ironically, after putting up $250,000 cash from her family's contributions in order to campaign to get herself on the Court of Appeals, she went from being the chief judge of the Children's Court in the Second Judicial District in Albuquerque to being a Court of Appeals judge.
So what happened when? So she moved on, but what happened when your case got remanded back? What did the next judge do?
The next judge, Judge John J. Romero Jr., who is the chief judge at the Children's Court now and also the judge presiding in this case, he received the order, the decision from the Court of Appeals, remanding it back to him saying, take appropriate action. Mm-hmm. So a reasonable person would expect that if there was a hostile attempt to transfer parentage from a biological parent to a step-parent, and that failed on appeal by unanimous decision, remanding it back to the lower court saying take appropriate action, a reasonable person might think that appropriate action would be reunite these children with their father.
But what did he do?
But that's not
the way it works in the courts in the U.S. The father has no rights whatsoever. Here's your right. You have a right to pay.
Or go to jail.
To answer your question, he basically did nothing other than obstruct. After fighting for about a year and a half, finally got the Judge John J. Romero Jr. to sign an order saying, okay, let's reunify me with my children. And the only way that you're going to see your children again is if you go find a reunification therapist that the court approves of. And so anyway, I met with that reunification therapist, and she was dangerous and hostile.
And she did not like you, and so therefore it stopped right there. David, thanks for the call. It's a tragic story, and not unusual. Yeah, not uncommon. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We have time for you if you want to get your call in now. The final segment of this episode coming up.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us now. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It's been a long, brutal day for you, Will Coley. You were on the radio for 6 hours straight, starting with a call to freedom earlier today at 4 o'clock.
Champion, baby.
Eastern time, and you're coming back to do it all again tomorrow.
Yeah, six more hours tomorrow, my man. It's good stuff, though.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a change for you. You've gone from being a hardworking restaurant man down in Tennessee to a cryptocurrency day trader and radio host in the evenings here in New Hampshire. Total lifestyle change.
Yeah.
Up here.
Yep.
And it's part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration that's been going on. You are joining a group of thousands of people, and thousands more are still to come, who are liberty-minded, people who care about freedom, and a bunch of them are into cryptocurrencies. A bunch of them are. So we really need to get more liberty-minded cryptocurrency advocates and users up here to New Hampshire so we can have a greater influence in the marketplace. The more of the cryptocurrency fanatics there are in one place, the more likely we're going to be able to get more businesses on to accept crypto.
Oh, yeah.
Because today I bought my tacos for lunch after I went on trial, which I haven't talked about today because the video's not up. I don't want to really get into, you know, what happened without you being able to actually go and see it. So we'll talk about that later. But I went to Taco Beyondo, which is the award-winning best taco place in all of New Hampshire. Not that there are a lot of good ones in New Hampshire, but this is the best one. Just really nice folks. They started taking cryptocurrency last month, and it took a year. It took a year of, you know, persuasion, of continuing to go back and patronize these folks and talking to them about cryptocurrency. And then, you know, after a little while, finally got them to install a wallet on their personal cell phone so we could tip them with cryptocurrency. And that's sort of like your foot in the door. If you can get somebody at a restaurant or wherever to accept a tip in cryptocurrency, especially if it's an owner, then that's when they're going to see it. You know, that's when they're going to hold their first amount for the first time. Just like you're giving away $10 worth on your show, The Call to Freedom. Mm-hmm. You do that first bit of cryptocurrency that they can hang on to and watch and see what happens as the price tends to go up over time. That's what catches their attention.
Yeah.
Now, of course, the price, if the price was falling over 2017, it probably wouldn't have been very impressive.
It's not the first time. Like, you and I both have done this ourselves. You know, like, I have people that I know that I'm like, look, man. You know, like, I have a friend, he has transverse myelitis, you know, and he's going to end up getting on...
He's in a wheelchair, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's in really bad shape, and he's going to end up on disability, and his 5 children to take care of still,
yes.
You know, and disability subsidies are not going
to
do that.
Yeah, you're barely going to be able to take care of yourself.
Exactly. So, like, and I've been trying to talk him into getting into cryptos for a couple of years now. You're like, I've been pitching cryptos to the Muslim community since 2012.
Yep.
You know, so... He finally came over, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go over here, and I'm going to buy some Bitcoin Cash, and I'm going to give it to you. Yeah. And I'm going to give your son some, and I'm just going to give you guys some, and here's, you know, $20 worth,
yep.
And call me when it's doubled.
And did he call you next week?
Well, 2 weeks later, it doubled. You know, the price of Bitcoin was right before that big run Bitcoin Cash just had recently. And yeah, it went up to, he had at one point, it tripled. You know, it was over Bitcoin Cash was over $3,000 for a little while.
The lady I gave a $10 tip to in December of last year posted an update to Facebook. She runs a barbecue truck here in town, elated that it was now worth over $110 at that time. So it went up tenfold in a 1 year time frame. Actually, more than that because, you know, it ended up going up like 1,500, 2,000%. It's crazy. Hey, it's not all about Bitcoin, though. There's a bunch of competitors out there, and one of them is Dash. It's digital cash. That's how I paid with my tacos today, was I paid with Dash because Bitcoin is just too expensive. It's too slow these days.
That's what we use when we go out now.
Yeah. I mean, well, because you're in Keene.
Yeah.
Sorry to everybody else outside of New Hampshire, but
crypto community.
Yeah, if you're not in Portsmouth or Keene, New Hampshire, you probably can't go and spend cryptocurrency. Unless you want to spend Bitcoin at some obscure place that, you know, might possibly take it where you are. Here, you can actually go into a restaurant, and you were a little exaggerated on your show. You said half a dozen restaurants. We're not quite to that point, but there are, I would say, four to, you know, close. We're getting close. Like, they're mostly food trucks, and right now, most of the food trucks are shut down for the wintertime. So, like, as far as, like, places you can physically go into, we're probably at, like, 2 or 3 restaurants.
At the moment. But in the springtime, that'll change.
Oh, yeah. Then you can get Vietnamese food.
What do you want?
You can get pizza. You can get barbecue. I mean, every food truck in town is taking cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Literally.
We start working on Brattleboro next.
Nah, you can do that.
Right.
Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, transactions are quick, and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and you'll find out why. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Will.
Well, you know what? It sounds like we might get the death penalty back here in New Mexico soon.
To get what back? I'm sorry. What was it?
The death penalty.
Ooh, that's bad.
You sound excited about that.
I don't think Sarah's in favor of the death penalty. I'm going to go out and make that prediction. Sarah, go ahead.
Well, the reason is because the Democratic governor that's more than likely to win, Grisham, she wants death penalty back, and she's the Democratic candidate running for governor.
Well, it just goes to show you that the people who support the death penalty are authoritarians across the board, whether they be Democrat or Republicans. But what do you think about it, Sarah? What do you think about the death penalty?
Well, I mean, look, I want it back because we murdered 75 people just here in Albuquerque.
Stop murdering people. Why are you killing people?
I am not killing it. But
well, you just said we killed people. That sounds like you went and killed somebody. You and a group of people went and killed 70 people. I mean, that's not a good pastime.
I have not ever killed one person, but I'm just saying our city, the murder rate is the worst since 20 years ago.
So
our
you
murder rate,
wow, I mean, Will, you were right. You were right. I'm shocked. Sarah, I thought you were a compassionate person. I thought that you were somebody who cared about humanity.
Come on, man. She wants the state to have the power to tell you what you can drink, and you, you're surprised that she wants the state to have the power to end your life?
Well, how about the 75 people that were murdered?
How about, you know, an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind? I mean, how about forgiveness? How about practicing forgiveness? I mean,
how about the dozens of people every year that are found to have not actually committed the crime that they were convicted of? Well, maybe if they weren't put to death, they're at least being exonerated and were supposed to be put to death.
Right.
What about the man who didn't get to go to his son's graduation, who was literally going to be executed the day of his son's graduation, and it was discovered that that Harry Connick, you know, Harry Connick Jr.,
singer.
Harry Connick, the Louisiana politician, knew that the father didn't commit the murder and hid the blood evidence, and
oh
the man
God.
Was almost executed on his son's graduation day, and that the last minute he was saved. What about that
wow.
kind of thing? What about murdering innocent people
yeah.
using the state?
What about the people who did get put to death on death row? The, you know, what they, I think they've estimated to be in the hundreds now of people who have been executed, but later on found out they were actually innocent of the crime they committed. What about those people?
Oops.
But you know what? That might, you know what? Your state, New Hampshire, you have no death penalty. That works for your
That's
state.
Not true, actually. The New Hampshire does have the death penalty. Thankfully, it doesn't use it very often. There is one person, as I understand it, who is on death row in New Hampshire, and he's there for killing a cop. So that's what got him
but
the death penalty.
You live in a state where they have death penalty, and then they use it once every 20, 30 years. But
uh-huh.
why don't you want that for us? That's what I want. I want the death
we don't
penalty
want
so
that here.
We don't want the death penalty.
I don't want the death penalty.
I'm against
here.
The death penalty.
Yeah, I don't want the state to have the ability to simply arbitrarily commit murder. You know what? If someone were to do something to harm
That's
my
sick.
Family and I decided to forgive them, the state doesn't respect that. The state doesn't respect my right to forgive, my right to be compassionate. The state does not respect that.
Murder in Albuquerque. How do you feel like that?
What
do
does that
just
have
keep trotting out the same damn number, Sarah.
What?
You didn't address anything we said.
What does that have to do with my right to forgive? Or what if
yeah.
one of those 75 victims, their families want to forgive? The state will murder the perpetrator anyway. What about the respect for the rights of the victim as much as the victimizer?
Great question, and I'd love to talk more about how Islam actually is what you're talking about, where the victims actually have a say in what happens to the victimizer. But we are out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.